And folks, this Labor Day, head to Foster's Bar and Grill, 12 miles south of Harbor Beach. The Friday is all-you-can-eat fish and karaoke. Saturday, they'll be serving Polish foods, stuffed cabbage, pierogies, and kielbasa. Right now, three men in the backfield. Very tight box for North Huron. Case pulling back to pass, trying to get to number 89, and he does. And he is out to about the 42-yard line before being brought down by two Pirates. Number 89 there, Eric Lesperance.
And brought down by Eli Kraft. He got in behind Eli, and he was able to get the ball over Kraft's head and bring it in for a good score. But now we got a parachute out on the field, so they're pointing at North Huron. So
personal foul against North Huron. And that's going to push back that beautiful pass, a 22-yard pass from Kyle Case to number 89, Lesperance. And that's going to push it right back to the 25-and-a-half-yard line.
And but it's still going to give him a first down, Clark.
It was from the spot of the foul, so it's going to be a first down by about a half a yard, in fact.
Right. And we're also looking for pancakes, folks, and we're not talking about those ones you cook on the stove. We're talking about the ones that if an offensive lineman gets a good block. There he did not and got called for the flag.
So the fourth play for North Huron on this drive, 7:22. North Huron down already, 6-0 to Harbor Beach. Case under center airs it out once again, trying to get to number 20, Tom Fisher, but incomplete.
They threw a quick slant, but the ball was behind the receiver, and it was like a knuckleball end over end as it was thrown, Clark.
And it was intended for number 22, Scott Rushing.
Eli Kraft was in the vicinity.
Three men in the backfield once again for North Huron. Second and 10, 7:15 to go in the first. Case hands it off to a swarm of Pirates that basically looks like gets about a gain of two. Is the looks like the fullback back there.
Number 58, Kyle Kramer, made the hit for the Pirates as and then a host of others swarmed him. So the Pirates' front defense is doing a nice job here.
They're very active there. Brandon Moore, number 44, with a two-yard gain there, bringing up third and eight for the Warriors. 6:45 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 6, North Huron nothing. A man wide each way for North Huron and three men in the backfield. Case under center. And they hand it off to number 44 once again, where he is met at the line of scrimmage, a gain of zero for number 44, Brandon Moore. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Evan Colapart made the hit for the Pirates. It's going to bring up no gain, as Clark mentioned. So the Warriors are in a punt situation again, their own, let's call it 27-yard line.
Those signs are tough to read.
Yeah, you got to try to line them up with a line here. We're
using my geometry. Punt team out for North Huron. Number eight kicks it off there to about the 45-yard line, received by Aaron Ginther of Harbor Beach, running each way, and is finally tackled at the 45-yard line of North Huron.
Number 20 for North Huron, Tom Fisher, made the hit for the Warriors. So the Pirates will take over on their second possession, and they scored in the first one, and we're hoping that the Warriors' defense now will make some adjustments here and settle down.
So the Pirates will start in North Huron territory at the 45-yard line. Harbor Beach out to the early lead, 6-0 over North Huron with 5:45 remaining in the first. Two men in the backfield for Kraft and two out wide to the right for the Pirates. Kraft back to pass. Kraft looks to his right, passes to number 47, wide open. Aaron Ginther, as he breaks, gets between three tacklers, and he's in for the touchdown. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, in for his second touchdown of the night.
45-yard touchdown pass as Kraft threw a tight spiral to Ginther, who made a nice cut in between the halfback and safety, and then outran him to put on six more.
So Aaron Ginther in the books for his second touchdown tonight. One, well, actually both, through the air, in fact, for Aaron Ginther. And that took a whole one play, am I correct?
That's correct.
All right, so Harbor Beach out 12-0 now with 5:36 remaining in the first quarter. as Harbor Beach is trying to figure out what they're going to be doing here for, whether they go for one or two. Looks like they're going for the two-point conversion. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, out to your wide right as Kraft is under center. One man in the backfield, Sloan Klatsky. Kraft back to pass, gets out of the pocket to his right. He's going to keep this one to himself, and he gets in for the two-point conversion. We're going to be right back. It's 14-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
And we're back at Harbor Beach, 14-0. Harbor Beach out to the early lead. Harbor Beach scoring fast and scoring often.
Right, they're going to the air and trying out their passing game tonight. And so far, they've been very successful.
So 45-yard pass to Aaron Ginther for the touchdown, and as North Huron, number 22, receives the ball at his 25-yard line, gets up to about the 35, number 22. That is Scott Rushing.
And number 45 for the Pirates, Sloan Klatsky made the hit.
So Harbor Beach only running three plays in offense thus far, but three plays with two scores on the board.
Well, I'm sure that surprised the North Huron Warriors that the Pirates are going to the air. And Kraft Ginther has been a real good connection.
Especially after looking at the tape last week when Harbor Beach rushed for a lot of yards and nothing in the air. Right now, the first play, Case hands it off to his, looks like his fullback, number 48. That's a new man. Nick Strzeski in the books. He's got about a gain of a yard before being pushed back by a swarm of Pirates.
Mike Lukowski making the hit along with Gavin Kolapart. So the Pirates, again, very stingy on defense.
So second and 9 for North Huron Warriors. 5 minutes remain in the first quarter. 14-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. Three men in the backfield, one out left and one out right for the Warriors. Case looking back to pass. Looks to his right, trying to get to his receiver, number 88. Jaworski, but incomplete at the 40-yard line. Two men covering that for Harbor Beach.
And Travis Esmaker did a beautiful job of staying on the inside of the receiver. When he turned to look for the ball, he turned and looked, and that's textbook defense. And they both jumped, and he tipped away. Travis Esmaker, nice job.
A lot of covers there from Harbor Beach. Third and a short 9 for the Warriors. 4:47 remain in the first quarter. And that's going to be a flag. Looks like there's a little motion in the backfield and miscommunication. False start for the Warriors. Going to push back, and it's going to repeat third down.
Well, if you had kept going sideways, but he turned and went upfield, and then he sort of slammed his hands on his knee pad, and that was an easy call for the refs, and the parachute came out.
And he knew what he did. No doubting that. So it's going to be pushed back at 5 yards, so it's going to be third and 14. A long 14 for North Huron. They have not converted a first down yet. So two men in the backfield, one out left for North Huron. North Huron traveling right to left across your radio. Case looking back to pass, looks to his left, but he is brought down the backfield for a sack.
Number 81, Tom Sutherland, getting in there for the Pirates. And the quarterback did not have a chance.